greatest intro in all the hobby. I love that intro. What's up, Cardboard Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Go GTS Live, the hobby's web show. Hope you guys are doing well this evening. Thanks for hanging out with us. If you're new, I'm your host, Rob Bertrand. Joining me over there, co-host and partner in crime, Chris Stuber. Down below there, the guy who makes it all happen, James Gale. What's up, boys?
What's going on, guys? Another good week. James, hope everything's going good for you out there in LA.
We're doing well.
Good.
Hold on. Yes, my mic is available, and we are doing well. We had a power outage this morning. There's Santa Ana winds are really coming in hard, but they've kind of died down this afternoon. We're fine now.
Thankfully. I was listening to somebody else's podcast. They streamed from California earlier today, and he said, yeah, every time the wind gusts, I can hear it in my headphones through the microphone. So just bear with me. I was like, wow, is it really that windy that it's even like coming through your drafty windows?
Yikes. Crazy. Thankfully it's not that bad here, but yeah, when I went outside today, it was alarming how windy it was.
Cool weather, or is it like hotter out there right now?
It's starting to get warmer. So we're getting up into the low 70s now, which is very pleasant.
I was 86 today, so it's getting a little warmer down here in Tampa. So
very nice. Yeah. We were even warm here in Northeast Ohio. It was in the upper 60s. So we'll take that for mid-March.
Sure. Yes.
Sure. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right. We got a good show for you guys this evening. A couple upper deck breaks. Lots to talk about in Hobby Happenings. Hobby Happenings. Extravaganza galore, bonanza, pick an adjective. Several product releases, and we'll take a behind the scenes look at Leaf trading cards. But for now, as always, we'll kick it off with the Go GTS Live Q of the Week poll with a little bit of a hat tip to hobby attorney and legal eagle Paul Lesko.
We know it's still very early in the year, guys, but we already have a strong roster of candidates for card of the year, or at least card of Q1, which gets your vote. We have four of them again: Connor Bedard, Young Guns, Wembanyama Prisms, Leafs, The Rock Autos, LeBron Bronny Bowman autographed card. Rob, we have 94 votes, still an hour left. So if you haven't chimed in yet, go to the Go GTS Live X account and weigh in on this poll. But Rob, currently the Connor Bedard Young Guns leads the way at 45.7%. Wembanyama Prisms are at 27.7%. Then you got the Bronny LeBron Auto at 14.9%. And then the Leafs, The Rock Autos, 11.7%.
What do you think? Some recency bias on that Connor Bedard, that seems really high percentage wise.
Possibly. I voted for the Bedard.
Did you really? I went Wembanyama Prisms.
Yeah, there's a reason. So when you said card of the year, I want to ask you about this. What's the criteria of card of the year? Is it specifically monetary, or is it overall look, feel? Is it is there other factors that go into card of the year, or is it just simply just card of the year?
Sure. All of the above. Any? Okay.
for me, so the Wembanyama is a very nice card, but if I'm looking at it from a photography standpoint, the curtains, I guess, they bother me. The Rock Autos, they're pretty rare, especially with it being Dwayne Johnson, how he signed it. It's on a sticker. The LeBron Bronny Auto, that was my second up because I believe that was on card, the autographs. I don't believe they were on stickers. So that's where I got into it. But the Connor Bedard, this is the first time they've ever done a one-of-one Young Gun. They have parallels of the Young Gun. And it's also Young Guns. So Connor Bedard being who he is and all the different factors that Upper Deck brought into it this year with the one-of-one piece, that's why I went with it as it being strictly a nice card on their flagship brand, being one of the best hockey cards as a Young Gun, and the potential to get those parallels and also one of ones. That's why I look at it as being the strong card of the year.
Okay. James, what about you?
I voted for the Wembanyama Prism. Connor Bedard was two on my list. I thought I was about to vote Connor Bedard for a little recency bias. We've been hearing about it a lot lately. We just opened a box looking for him.
Yep.
And there's a bounty out there for the one.
$1 million.
And that always brings a lot of attention to a card. I mean, there's only so many cards that get bounties every year.
Yes.
Ended up going with the Wembanyama Prism because I've seen more of them over the month or so. People posting them on Twitter. Big ones getting pulled by breakers and whatnot. People just, hey, look at what I got out of a retail pack. So for me, at least right now, Q1, it's got to be the Wembanyama Prism. The Rock Autos and LeBron Bronny were in a distant second and third.
This is one of those poll questions where I think it goes above and beyond opinion in the sense that I really don't think like there's a wrong answer. They could all be tied for first if you ask me. Mm-hmm. I mean,
you have a case to make for each and every one of them.
Yes, you do. And like with Connor Bedard, let's not forget that Young Guns are base cards, okay? And that's they're true. Going for like $1,000 a base card. Don't you wish every base rookie you ever pulled was worth a cool grand?
But they could do that too. I mean, Rob, they could really do that with base cards, and they did it with Upper Deck with Bedard. We opened up two boxes last week. We didn't hit one of them.
Yep. So there is an SP factor a little bit to it, right?
Yeah.
But it's also not like it's not so impossible. I think who was it saying that you should get like a handful in a case? I mean, I just love when base cards like go for that kind of money. No auto, no memorabilia, right. No serial numbering, and Young Guns are the only ones that really consistently do that above and beyond your Silver Prism rookies, right?
Yeah,
I love that.
Base has a place in the hobby still, and Upper Deck doesn't.
Absolutely,
Young Guns. So absolutely. I agree with you. I wish a lot of products would just go back to the old school effect of it being base cards, but then you can make certain base cards, what they did with Young Guns, SPs almost, where it's like you get, you know, maybe two in a case, but that's the chase. That's what you have to go after.
Yep. I mean, Upper Deck in many ways has tried putting the genie back in the bottle to move away from that whole, oh, every box has to have, you know, X number of autos or it sucks. Right.
Right,
where so many people that we know, unfortunately, in the hobby would have that kind of mentality. And I mean, imagine if your Bowman cards had that kind of cachet like a Young Gun. And,
oh, sure. The first Bowmans.
It's always a very interesting conversation when you have a generational talent rookie who is of the caliber that Connor Bedard is. And I'm trying to see who rang my doorbell here. See if I have to go out there and oh no.
Do you have barking dogs as your doorbell?
Pretty much.
That's a great story. Along with the actual dogs.
Yeah.
Great.
Wrong address for pizza delivery.
Wow. So, okay. You'll take the pizza though.
So yeah, if you guys haven't weighed in already, please do so. More importantly, so we can up that sample size, go ahead and slam that repost button. We will update the poll question later in the program. And what's interesting is we have a couple of stories and hobby happenings related to two of the cards on this list of poll questions. So
yeah, good question though.
Speaking, yeah, and that's why I reached out to Paul Lesko when I saw that he had posted it, and it ended really quickly. I'm like, oh, let's see if we can get a bigger sample size. So I DM'd him. I said, hey, can I borrow your poll question? He's like, yeah, absolutely.
Nice.
He's like, keep in mind, I did get a lot of blowback about it being mid-March and you're talking card of the year. So I expanded on the language a little bit in the question to account for that. But
some very nice cards, though. Yes, they
yes, Definitely. And the fact that we're, you know, 10 weeks into the new year and you have a list like that, really impressive. So lots more year, lots more potential card of the year cards. All right. We do have a ton to get to in hobby happenings. It was another one of those. I just felt like I was drinking out of a fire hose. And so let's take a look at this week's hobby happenings.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Yes, well, first up, a regular hobby whodunit from Sports Collectors Daily as we examine the case of the stolen 1935 National Chickle football cards. The facts of the case include: one, a burglary in Florida and a set of rare football cards goes missing. Two, a teenager meeting with a mysterious man at a huge shopping mall in Minnesota. And three, police tipped off by a Facebook post in a sports memorabilia group. All right. So two dozen 1935 National Chickle football cards reported stolen by a Florida man in January have been recovered by police who recently searched a home in Inver Grove Heights, Minnesota. Police are trying to piece together details of how cards from one of the hobby's rarest and most desirable early football card sets wound up 1,500 miles from where they used to live. The cards were all graded by PSA and still in their holders with certification numbers. According to Minnesota Public Radio that reported on the story, they said that the Nagurski, one of the hobby's most valuable football cards, has not yet been found. NPR reports that an investigator with Inner Grove Heights searched an area home last week after the victim, a collector from Florida, spotted them listed for sale in a Facebook group. The seller, according to NPR's report, was an 18-year-old who told them he'd met with a male suspect at the Mall of America to purchase the complete 36-card set of National Chickle cards and a 1965 Topps Joe Namath rookie card, all total for $10,500. Good deal. The teenager showed Detective Justina Lopez he'd shot video of the collection and said he and a friend met the man again the next day on a Minneapolis street to buy more cards and apparently some memorabilia as well. He told the detectives he'd already sold some items, including a Super Bowl 25 ticket stub. No criminal charges have been filed against the teen, and the investigation into who stole the items and how they got to Minnesota in the first place is continuing. We'll hopefully update this story as more details become available.
Innovation meets stylish function in another supply product you never knew you needed until now. Introducing the Slab Museum from Seven Collectibles. Now your slabs have their own house, constructed of crystal clear, high quality, UV resistant acrylic. The Slab Museum provides an extra layer of protection for your slabs while providing an attractive way to store them and show them off. Available in 20 and 40 count, they fit graded cards for from PSA, SGC, CGC, and BGS. Each Slab Museum features a magnetic enclosure for extra security and easy access. Available direct from 7collectibles.com, the 20-count museum is $49.99, and the 40-count museum is $99.99. Can never have enough protection there, Rob.
Plus, it's so cool. Imagine that just sitting on your coffee table so you can just bust it out and be like, yeah, my slabs.
I like it.
Well, on a more serious topic, the rate of veteran suicide in America, especially compared to that of non-veterans, is staggering, to say the least. Now someone is using the hobby to help raise money and awareness to fight this scourge plaguing our veterans. SC Daily reports that Chip Ganassi Racing has unveiled season 2 of their classic trading card series, benefiting the American Legion and their Be the One initiative aimed at preventing veteran suicide. For just a $10 donation, collectors receive a single pack of 8 cards with a selection of cards from the 36 card set. Bulk ordering options are also available, with quantities offered at 5, 10, and 20 packs. The latest edition includes chrome cards with top Ganassi moments from the past and present, along with rare autographed inserts from the current Chip Ganassi Racing NTT IndyCar Series driver lineup. So that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. The chrome cards feature notable achievements from last season, as well as throwbacks to Chip Ganassi Racing lore, including the famous pass at Laguna Seca by Alex Zanardi, as well as CGR's first championship with Jimmy Vassar in 1996, and the team's first Indianapolis 500 win in 2000 with Juan Pablo Montoya. This project was wildly popular last season because it not only provides a remarkable product to race fans across the country, but it also directly impacts our mission to support the veteran community and save lives, remarked Dean Kessel, Chief Marketing Officer of the American Legion. At its core, the American Legion is activating a national platform in the Be the One initiative to reduce the rate of veteran suicide. The program helps to destigmatize those asking for mental health support, provides peer-to-peer support and resources, amongst other things. The trading cards are available exclusively at the URL on your screen, so pause for a second if you need to. A limited edition of 2,000 packs are available through the 2024 racing season. What a great cause.
That's outstanding. Really is. It has been quite the ride for Heritage Auctions since their first sports memorabilia catalog was issued in September of 2004. Sports Collectors Daily shined a spotlight on the company this week as they celebrate their 20th anniversary and an incredible sales milestone. The company, which was founded by well-known coin dealer Steve Ivey, had a great track record in other collectible categories, but hadn't seriously dipped its toes into the sports memorabilia. Enter Steve's son, Chris, who was 27 at the time and was tasked with heading up the new sports memorabilia division. The first event took place in conjunction with the Long Beach Expo in September 2004 and generated nearly $2 million, which was deemed a phenomenal success, the company said at the time. Late last week, the company announced its 20-year sports auction sales had exceeded $1 billion. It was the $26 million winter auction that put Heritage into 10 figures. Congratulations, and a very incredible feat.
Absolutely. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, sneakerheads, this one's for you. Trophy Room, which advertises itself as an elevated retail boutique inspired by the Trophy Room within the Jordan family residence. They obviously specialize in Jordan and Nike footwear and apparel. The company recently dropped one of the most epic pieces of marketing I've ever seen with a short film called Rookie Card. Watch this.
I'm closed, Ray.
I think I got something. So?
I have been waiting for this day for a very long time. You see, several years ago, someone strange came into my shop and gave me strict instructions along with this very box. They said it could only be opened by the owner of the 1986 Fleer Michael Jordan rookie card.
Michael Jordan!
these?
Look, there's a note.
Before you is the Air Jordan 1 Low rookie card by Trophy Room, an homage to his airness. The shoes are yours, but they are only yours for a reason. For the culture.
Epic is that?
That's awesome. Yeah, I love the Chicago Bulls music that they sneaky put that into that.
Exactly. Track. I mean, yeah. That was just so well done. Very well done.
That's cool. That's the first time I saw that, so that's really cool to see that live like that. That's cool. The Victor Wembanyama 1/1 Black Prism rookie card from Panini America was pulled by NorCal Sports Cards last week, who went to PSA headquarters to immediately get the card graded. Here's a look at the card grade reveal.
Hold on. Sorry, I got a little discombobulated there. Here comes the Wemby grade reveal right now.
We just got the card back. I'm so nervous.
I know.
But so excited. We're going to reveal the grade for you guys. Let's do it. Let's open it up.
Where are you? Right, so let's turn it on.
Oh! Let's go! Let's go, baby! Oh my f***ing god, bro. Excuse my language. Oh shit.
Oh my god. That's f***ing god.
Damn.
It's Jeff Hart, bro.
PSA 10. Holy s***. Crazy. Crazy.
PSA is the best.
Oh, thank you. Bro. Get a little bit. Holy.
Oh man. Okay.
Oh, but sit down.
Yeah.
Oh,
sit down.
Oh my goodness, bro.
I don't think they dropped enough bleeps there, Rob. I would be bleeping all over the place. Many people consider this card to be the number one Wemby card in existence, and some experts value the card at auction going for $1 million. I guess we'll let you know if this gem ever hits the auction block. Wow. And
wow.
Bleep.
Yes. Wow. The collectibles guru, Eric Whiteback, posted that one of the 25 Connor Bedard Red Young Guns rookie cards was listed on eBay last Friday afternoon with a 99-cent starting bid. Less than 24 hours into the auction, the card had already reached 600 watchers and reached a bid of $11,129.66. As of Monday, the card had over 2,300 watchers and was bidding at $17,170.90 with 4 days still to go in the auction. So it ends tonight. Last I checked on it was at $17,510, I believe. So it begs the question, has there ever been a more hyped rookie card release? The auction ends at 9:30 Eastern tonight. So the other question is, obviously, how high will it go?
Wow. Yeah, it's amazing. The guru also shared a look at what has to be the most impressive NBA Logo Man collection in existence. Check this out.
generations. Who you gonna see? You can't replace him with cheap imitations of these generations. Do you want more? Cook and roll with the Brooklyn boys. One last time, I need y'all to roll. Look what I made for you. Knew if I paid my dues, how will they pay you? When you first come in the game, they try to play you. Then you drop a couple of hits, look how they wave to you. From Marcy to Madison Square, to the only thing that matters is just a matter of years. As fate would have it, J status appears to be at an all-time high. Perfect time to say goodbye. When I come back like Jordan, we in the 4-5. It ain't to play games with you, it's to aim at you. Probably maim you. If I owe you, I'm blowing you to smithereens. Cops, I can take one for your team. And I need you to remember one thing.
It just kept going and going and going and going.
How much did that cost that gentleman? Or
oh my gosh. I have no clue. I have
They're
no
one clue. Of ones.
Yes.
Again, Rob. Wow. That's amazing. I don't know. Bleep.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Incredible. I should have probably had you mute that, James. I forgot about that.
I might do a little editing for the clip out.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I know the lyrics to this song. Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was thinking it's going to be mixed out somewhere. Yeah. But,
yeah. Well, that, hey, I could have done it. Oh,
I still could not get over. I watched it like a couple times. I'm like, this isn't just going back and like showing the same three. Like it just kept going and going and going and going. Incredible. All right. Well, this week we're looking back on some epic flips and equally epic flops. First, a flip flashback to a story we reported on in 2022 when collector Henry Berrios bought two boxes of Panini stickers at his local sporting goods shop in Virginia. These packs only cost about $1.20 each, but with millions of packs made, as the collectibles guru pointed out, pulling a 101 is nearly impossible. Yet, unbelievably, not only did Henry pull a 101, but he pulled the Lionel Messi 101. Wow. Which is incredibly unlikely when you consider that the set has an enormous checklist of 620 players. So the 101 stickers are so rare and difficult to pull that only six of 620 have ever publicly been sold. Mm. After Messi's World Cup win, Henry decided to sell the sticker at auction, which it fetched for $139,200. Not bad for a trip to the local card store and a $49.99 box of stickers.
No, not bad at all. And on the flop side, this is a Mac Jones PSA 10 Dunruss rookie. Its highest sale was once $3,000. Its current value, well, about $12. So with a hold time of 2.5 years, that's a negative return of $2,988, or in other words, a negative 99.60%. Ouch. The collectibles guru pointed out that this card currently holds the record for the largest percentage loss in sports card history.
Wow.
Congratulations, I guess.
I guess, right? All right. Well, now, back on the flip side. Ha, see what I did there. Yeah. The 2017 Patrick Mahomes gold vinyl prism in a BGS 9.5 was originally purchased in April of 2018 for, check this out, $511.78. After 3.5 years, it was once again put up for sale in October of 2021, where it sold for, well, just a few hundred dollars shy of $400,000.
Wow.
Incredible. That's a return of 78,009.73%, or 570.64% annually.
Good ROI. Yeah.
And yes, as the collectibles guru points out, these two transactions are for the exact same card, numbered 5 of 5. Should also be noted, however, that the copy numbered 2 of 5 sold ungraded in 2018 for $473,080. I think we need to do a flip there, James. And was flipped in 2022 for $360,000. Now that's an ROI of 75,881.43% or 297.62% annual in just under 5 years. And those really are just a couple of examples of many people who bought Patrick Mahomes cards early in his career, and they're absolutely up massive, massive amounts.
Absolutely. Well, the seemingly immortal and iconic Sting had his last professional wrestling match of his lengthy and legendary career on March 3rd. He has 3 official rookie cards, all from the 1988 Wonderama set, and are card numbers 17, 102, and 194, with number 17 being his most popular of the 3. As it shows him giving his opponent the Scorpion Deathlock. Awesome. For 15 years, Sting was a cornerstone of World Championship Wrestling, and this card from 1999 Topps WCW Nitro is his first pack inserted autograph. Timed shortly after his last match, this copy sold for $1,275. Thanks for the memory, Sting. You are truly the icon.
Indeed. Okay, so Kevin O'Leary, a.k.a. Shark Tank's Mr. Wonderful, apparently caught the card bug. He was in Miami with High Roller Shine and Mikey from Pull Wax, as well as some others in the hobby, apparently talking about some sort of venture that could see Mr. Wonderful make a play into the sports collectibles market. He also broke a $15,000 box of 2018 NTNBA basketball. The video had some tech issues, but if you want to check it out, he posted it as a reel on his Instagram channel, which is at Kevin O'Leary TV.
Upper Deck is celebrating the release of Flagship Golf by holding a sweepstakes for an autographed Tiger Woods cap just for signing up for their newsletter. The URL is insanely long, so just to check their social media accounts to find the link.
Yes.
Just go to Upper Deck Sports.
Caitlin Clark is the hottest thing in women's sports right now. PSA's Ryan Hoag was a guest on Brandon London's show to talk about her impact on the hobby. Watch this.
Everything Caitlin Clark touches turns to gold, and there's been an increase in demand for her trading cards heading into March Madness. PSA President Ryan Hoag hops on with us to talk about the rise in the Caitlin Clark card craze. I don't know why I put that in there. Try saying that 5 times fast, Ryan, but thanks for hopping on with this. I got to know, man, because Caitlin Clark has been on an absolute tear this season, breaking records. What were the prices of her cards trading at before the record was broken compared to after?
Yeah, no, it's real interesting. Thanks for having me on, Brandon. So, yeah, I first started paying attention to Caitlin last year during March Madness and her run into the finals with the Hawkeyes, and was just blown away by her abilities. And then you saw a couple of mainline kind of NIL product releases come out in 2023. Under the Bowman brand. We had the Bowman Chrome U and the Bowman's Best U that had regular cards and autograph cards of her that every single month we've just seen increased interest along with the prices rising. Over the last year, we've seen about a 3,000% increase in Caitlin Clark cards being submitted to PSA for grading and authentication.
And it's wild because not only did she break the woman's record, she broke the overall men's, boys, dogs, cats, all that. Pete Maravich held that record for a long time. How much does a Pete Maravich card trade for?
Oh man. Well, so Pete Maravich has a 1970 Topps card that I believe there's only two PSA 10s, and one of those did sell for a pretty high price recently, north of $500,000. But hey, Caitlin Clark with her brand new card, that it was a 2022 Bowman University Chrome, her one of one, what's called a superfractor autograph card, sold for $78,000 back in January, which is a record for a women's basketball card. So she is hot on his tails in the trading card secondary prices space, as well as his scoring record.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. How's this for an epic thrift store find? SC Daily reports that an astute shopper scored a Patrick Mahomes signed baseball from his high school baseball days in Texas. A lot of people are unaware that Mahomes would have been a fairly high MLB draft pick had he instead not chosen to focus on football. PSA DNA was able to authenticate the autograph, which is similar to other high school autographs Mahomes is known to have signed. The ball is now up for auction at Leland's, where bidding is set to close Saturday.
Imagine finding that at a thrift store.
Yeah, thinking that it may be his dad's ball since he played baseball with the Twins. Pretty cool, though.
And finally, raise your hand if you miss gum in Topps baseball cards. Yeah, me either. I always thought it sucked. Ugh, gross.
It did, yeah. I still chewed it, though.
But Topps may be putting gum back in packs, but it's not what you think. Today, Topps just announced a Julio Rodriguez card made out of bubble gum. The card is limited to just 5 copies in existence, but Topps is yet to announce how collectors can try to get these. What do you think of these? Sound off in the comments and keep the conversation going after the show at GoGTSLive.net. Here's a look at how it was made.
So it's made of actual gum.
It's made of actual gum.
So we have rip cards and we have eat cards now.
Apparently.
All right. I like it.
That's a look at this week's hobby happenings.
So here's the thing. Would you eat the card or would you keep the card?
I think I'd keep the card, but I do have to say this is probably one of my favorite episodes of Hobby Happenings. There were so many interesting, fun, great stories with some great content involved. So if you want to revisit this tomorrow, we'll have it posted on GoGTS.net with all the sorts links as well for you guys. Oh, craziness, right? Pretty cool, James. Did you like that one?
Tremendous. A lot of great tools this week.
I have a question about the gum card, though. Is it like individually wrapped in,
We don't know. That's all we know. I showed you what I know.
We got to keep it sanitary these days, right? It just can't be.
Well, it is slabbed. I mean.
Oh, it's okay. So it's going to be slabbed. Okay.
Yeah, they put it in a slab.
And it comes back. I missed that. I guess I wasn't paying attention. I was just overall like thinking about a gum card that you maybe eat, instead of keep. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. We don't know what they're gonna do, what's up with them. They just kind of like teased it out there. I was like, wow, okay. Well, okay. We'll go with this.
Nice.
Oh yeah, good stuff, good stuff, good stuff. All right. Nice. Let me see here. So we've been talking a lot about cards. Anybody want to look at some cards? We even talked about who's going to register for that, sign up for the Upper Deck newsletter and try to score a Tiger Woods signed hat. That's pretty cool.
Sure.
But Upper Deck flagship golf. Tiger's, you know, Tiger is not going to break Jack's record at this point. We long thought he was going to, but I think it's safe to say he's not going to.
I don't think he will.
So it boats the question. Who will be the next Tiger?
His son.
All right.
Charlie. Possibly, right? Well, guys, really quick, the post for Upper Deck Golf is out in the GoGTS Live X account. Make sure you're following GoGTS Live and also repost it to have a chance to win the hits. But yeah, Charlie Woods could be the next Tiger.
He indeed could.
Yeah, he looks pretty good.
All right, we got 24 packs. I know we got 6 young guns, but there's some other stuff we'll be looking for as well.
Yeah, there's 6 young gun rookie cards, as you mentioned, 12 inserts. You get 4 UD canvas cards, 1 base set clear cut parallel, UD canvas black parallel, pink dazzlers or other hit card, and also 1 rare numbered card, rare ratioed card, or printing plate. It's a full menu from Upper Deck.
A young John Daly.
Oh, that's fun.
Season highlights, that's part of the base set. Honor roll, Colin Morikawa. Insert. Sleep Brian. Tiger Woods season highlights.
Yeah. Can't go wrong with Tiger.
Woods makes his final appearance in St. Andrews, Scotland.
It would be cool, though, if because Charlie is on, you know, he's golfing. It would be cool if they made a Young Guns of Charlie when he's like a kid.
Or once he makes is he on the tour yet?
I don't believe he's on the tour, but I know he's been doing some tournaments. He's not professional yet.
After he goes pro, they should do the same thing they did with the Bronny.
Yeah.
Bron card. That'd be cool. So this has got LGPA as well as PGA. There's a young gun, Billy Horschel.
Yeah.
And we're getting into that. It's perfectly timed with spring here.
Oh, sure. They're very nice cards. Nice, clean cards.
Justin Thomas. Seamus Power, season highlights. Bernard Langer. Nice. UD Gallery, Nick Taylor insert. Brian Fox, season highlights. Bernard Weisberger. Danny Willett. One of 4 golf products that Upper Deck has slated for this year, including the first ever portfolio. It's kind of their version of Chronicles.
Yeah. That should be nice.
Yeah. That's cool. National Heroes, Mito Pereira.
Mm-hmm.
Gordon Sargent, Aaron Weiss, Nancy Lopez, old school.
So the chase card alert in this, Rob, is be on the lookout for UD Canvas Signatures, number to 10, and UD Canvas Signatures Young Guns, number to 15. Each card boasts the autograph of 1 of 2 popular golfers.
Is Tiger on the checklist?
Let's see.
John Daly. Maverick McNeely. Insert. Taylor Moore season highlights. Wesley Bryan. Tiger Woods season highlights. I would imagine.
Yeah.
He's got autos in the product.
I'm taking a look here.
I'd take a Tiger auto.
I'm also sure. Right here. Oh, he's got dazzlers.
Yeah. He's
Dylan Fratelli, Joel Damian season highlights, Doc Redman, Colin Morikawa, Michelle Wee on a roll in.
Yeah. Cool.
He does. Canvas Signatures, number to 10.
Does he?
Nice. That would be awesome. There's his base card.
So there's only 10 of them in the set.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would say that's the biggest hit. Tiger Aldo, yeah.
Yeah.
Michael Thompson, Victor Hovland, UD Canvas, Colin Morikawa, good one. Patrick Rogers, Yannick Paul, Fred Couples.
All right, you got to get Freddie in there, you know.
Yep.
Got to make it happen. 150 card base set, pretty manageable.
And golf is not easy for manufacturers to do because there's no players association. So they've got to go out and get image rights and agreements with every single person in the product.
That's why tennis is so hard too.
Yep.
But they have a new players. They have a new players league. Topps is putting out a new tennis set this year with
nice. Rachel Peck.
Oh yeah.
Well, like 7-1-13 overall. Brooke Henderson, Gary Player, Alex Fitzpatrick, DA points. I wonder if Annika Sorenstam is, since they've got retired people in here, I wonder if she's on the checklist. Hudson Swayford, Corey Connors, Colin Morikawa, another young gun, female from the LGPA, Pauline Rusin-Bouchard, Will Zalatoris, Luke List, Justin Sue season highlights, and Paula Kramer.
Nice.
Oh, Roxy, you don't like the thunder. It's okay. You lay down here with Daddy.
You getting a storm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She likes to come and crawl under the desk.
Nice.
She's gotten older. She doesn't like the thunder. Matt Kuchar, Tony Finau, Matthew Fitzpatrick. Oops, wrong pile there. Let me back up. National Heroes, Justin Thomas. Nice. That's a good-looking card there with the stars and stripes.
Yeah.
Danielle Kang, Brooke Henderson, Matt Kuchar, and Billy Horschel season highlights. Brittany Altomare, Ryan Fox, Justin Thomas, Seamus Power, UD Canvas, Matt Kuchar, Lucas Glover, Ryan Fox, season highlights, Bernard Weisberger. Langer, Saith Thigala, Siwoo Kim, Lucas Herbert, Young Guns, Danny Willett, season highlights, Gordon Sargent, Aaron Weiss, Nancy. How big is the base set? We've seen quite a few doubles.
Yeah, 150. So.
Oh, it's a smaller set. Okay.
Yeah, pretty manageable.
Lee Hodges, Adam Long, Nick Hardy season highlights, Michael Block. I went to elementary school with a kid named Michael Block.
Maybe it's him.
Brandon, definitely not. I don't think so. Yeah, no. Brandon Wu, Young Guns. Sam Bennett, Garrick Higo, Ashley Buhai season highlights. Billy Horschel, Nicholas Hojard, Sam Bennett, season highlights, Troy Merritt. Ooh, retro.
That's cool.
Dylan Fratelli. Nice clay back.
Yeah.
Lucas Herbert, David Duvall, Corey Connors.
So they have a scorecard superstars card, and the parallels, the names are just cool. A birdie, eagle, albatross, and ace.
I like nice parallels.
Nice theme. Like the theme. It's golf. Makes sense.
It does make sense.
Yeah.
Donald? Is it Taurus? Tour time. Luke Donald. It's a cool answer. Cameron Tringale. Carlotta Seganda. Maverick McNeely.
I like
his
name.
Is Maverick.
I tell you what, if you have a name Maverick, you've ruled school, man.
I'll right?
Yeah. Can't go wrong, Mav.
It's right up there with Shooter McGavin.
Right? Shooter always won until the end.
Brandon Wu. There's Annika Sorenstam. I thought we might see her in the product.
There you go. You asked for it, you got it.
Matthew Fitzpatrick. Ooh, Generation Next. Preston Summerhays. That's cool. Michelle Wee West. Thomas Peters. Justin Sue. And Hudson Swafford. Chris DeMarco, Yuka Sasso, Pat Perez, Victor Hovland, National Heroes, Yuka Sasso from Japan.
Nice looking card.
Curtis Luck. Yeah, I like those National Heroes.
Yeah, they're cool.
Alex Fitzpatrick season highlights, Nick Taylor.
Let's get that Tiger Auto.
I'm trying. Come on.
You know. I know. Danny, just putting it out there in the universe. You put the Annika Sorenstam out there. I'm putting that out there. So let's see if it works. I don't know.
Fair enough. Anna Nordqvist, another LGPA young gun.
Like last week, every time I saw a young gun, I said, that's not Bedard.
Julie Hingster, Victor Perez, Stacy Lewis.
In my head right now, I'm saying, that's not Woods. That's not Woods. I think we got one Tiger so far, didn't we?
One of his two season highlights that were the same, and his regular base card.
Ah, okay.
Doc Redmond, Colin Swafford, UD Canvas, Siwoo Kim.
Nice.
Justin Thomas, C-Stand Highlights.
Ooh, there we go.
Another one of his regular base cards. Will Zatoris, Season Highlights.
At least we're pulling some Tigers. We didn't pull any Bedards last week. So, but we did have 24 packs.
Yes,
so
we did.
Wheel packs. So they were good.
Corey Connors. There's Colin. Seamus. Defining Moments, Hudson Swafford.
Okay.
Swafford pulled away from the field on January 23rd when he recorded three straight birdies from hole numbers 10 through 12 to establish a two-stroke lead over the field and secure a win in La Quinta, California. It was the second time the former Georgia Bulldog had prevailed in the tournament in 5 years and marked his third career victory. Paula and Taylor Miller.
We're still looking for that one rare hit.
Four packs left.
Yeah. There should be some goodness coming up.
Hopefully I didn't blow white right by it. Jason Duffner.
I see some shiny.
Hasler.
Emily Horschel. Nicola Horjard.
I see the
Sam
spark.
Bennett.
Ew.
Daniel Berger.
Dazzler. I like burgers.
It might be a numbered one if it's a color. No. Yeah. Usually put numbers on the front, I've noticed, with
Upper Deck.
Upper Deck, yeah.
Thomas Lehman, Lucas Herbert, David Duvall.
Well, that was the one blue Dazzler.
Love those Dazzlers.
Yeah.
They look cool.
We're supposed to get a numbered card, I believe. So
Troy Merritt, pretty plate. Mito Pereira, Luke Donald, Ryan Fox, Young Guns, season highlights, Corey Connors, Cameron Tringale, Carlotta Seganda, and Maverick.
Mavy Mick.
Yeah, I'd rather be named Maverick than Goose.
Yes.
I mean, no doubt.
DeMarco, Sasso, Perez, UD Canvas, Young Guns.
Nice.
Brooke Henderson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's nice. Mm-hmm. That's nice. Troy Finu, Curtis Luck, Alex Fitzpatrick.
Are we down to last pack magic here?
We are down to last pack magic here.
Mm. We're supposed to get a rare number card, rare ratioed card, or printing plate.
The UD Canvas Young Gun, that would be the ratioed card.
Oh, okay.
Victor Hovland, Danny Willett, Davis Riley, Tour Time, Justin Duffner, Nick Taylor, Soo-Woo Kim, season highlights, Julie Inkster, Victor Perez, season highlights.
Yeah, you know. At least we got the Young Gun canvas.
Let me just...
You know.
I mean, nobody saw it on the front, right?
No.
Content subject to change without notice?
Possibly. Always. They always have some mysteries in Upper Deck, but
the only autographs in this set are Tiger Woods autos, correct?
I believe so.
Right? When I hear
Oh really? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it's because AZ Com here. Oh no, there's Will Zalatoris signatures as well.
So two all those.
So okay. Tiger is to 10. Those are UD Canvas. And then UD Canvas Young Guns, Will Zalatoris to 35.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm not seeing a number card.
Wow. All right. Well, it does say, like, you know how Upper Deck does it with their menus. So it does say one rare number card, rare ratioed card, or printing plate. So I guess
I think it was one of those three.
Yeah, so I guess the canvas was that card.
All right, I pulled out all the inserts, all the Young Guns. We've got a stack like this.
And we're saying that Brooke Henderson's a good one.
Yeah.
Yep.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do two winners. I'm going to make sure one person gets the Dazzler, one person gets the UD Canvas Young Guns, and I'll divide everything else up between that. So two winners.
Winner one, winner two. You got it.
All right. And just a heads up regarding shipping this week's prizes. I might have to make an emergency trip back to Chicago pending a medical report from my dad. If that is the case, nothing will get shipped this weekend and will hopefully get done when I get back next weekend, or may not get done until the next show. So patience, bear with me on that. Also, AZ.com, I replied to your claim, saying that I really only checked this over the first couple of days and then I got totally busy and forgot. And so I packaged it up, went to print your label, ran out of ink. I was waiting till all our ink was done in our printer because I had to hook up a new one and I'm having trouble getting the computer to recognize the printer. So hopefully first thing in the morning, I get this squared away and out. If not, this is going to be delayed as well, AZ. But you know me, I will do my absolute best. All right. And thanks for all the well wishes, guys. I see all you in the chat there. Appreciate it. Okay. So
here we go.
Yeah. How about a little Marvel Platinum action with all new.
We do well with Marvel here. We do. Yeah.
Base set and parallels, collect variant cover parallels. We got 10 packs, 10 cards. What is this? Is this another menu or do we even know? Or
no, it's a better menu. It's more concise. So
okay.
One autograph or serial numbered parallel number 250 or less. That's a nice thing. 4 serial numbered parallels number 299 or less. 3 inserts, 1 variant cover rainbow parallel, and 1 insert rainbow parallel. So some good stuff. 200 card base set, Rob. So it's not too bad. It's manageable. And then also, guys, the post is on GoGTS Live's X account. Go ahead right now and repost it and make sure you're following us to have a chance to win.
Thanks, AZ, for that comment and prayers for your mom as well. And thanks for all of the well wishes. I see you guys in the chat. Appreciate it. All your prayers. All right.
You got this. We do well with Marvel. So I'm confident with this one. Always some exciting stuff with the Marvel.
Well, you know what? Even if it's going to be pretty nonetheless, regardless of what we pull.
Upper Deck Marvel stuff is amazing. It's really nice. Yeah.
And we're going to get inserts. What is it? Variant cover, rainbow parallel. The serial number parallels. Yeah, this is going to be fun. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
4 serial number parallels to 99 or less.
That's beauty.
Yeah.
That's value. That's awesome. Love it. So the big hits, Rob, are one of one Marvel great sketch cards, and then there's also printing plates.
Ooh, we love a sketch card.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. We got this. I see a Spidey already. Look at this.
Ooh, love the look.
Yeah.
They're nice.
They look great. Yeah.
Look at those.
Galactus. Howard the Duck.
Very underrated movie from when I was a kid. Like this.
Strange Tales cover. What is that? Are we calling that a silver? Oh, excuse me. Rainbow. Yeah. Amadeus Cho.
That's cool.
Photon. That's really cool.
Yeah.
That is a blue rainbow.
Yeah.
Ooh, look at that.
What is that?
Black rainbow? Or no, that's dark blue.
Teal wave. Look at that.
Number
was
two,
that? Oh, that is awesome.
$299.
Number to $799.
Remember, guys.
That's cool.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah.
There's 50 states in the U.S., so do the math. Pretty
much. Oh, yes, that's right.
Do the math.
This is, I hope it's picking up on the camera because this is really a mesmerizing card.
I was going to say, I bet it looks amazing in hand. I bet
it
looks really nice. Yeah.
Wow.
So there's 15.98 of these in every state.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, man. I live in a state with 22 million people in it. If there's only 15 in a state, that's beautiful.
So we go from that ultra modern Iron Man to look at the old retro Iron Man, 1968.
That's nice. Cool. Yeah.
Scarlet Witch, 1985. Spider-Girl, 1989. Mm.
They're very nice cards.
Beautiful.
Yeah, they're nice.
Yeah, this is great.
Doc Ock.
Yeah.
Mole Man.
He's a cutie.
Moon Knight.
Hey, look at that guy.
Yeah, that's awesome. Comic covers. Juggernaut.
Hmm.
It's a cover variant. Yes.
Yep.
Pulled out other cover variant out. Bullseye Rainbow. Winter Soldier. Blue Rainbow.
Nice. Some nice color in this.
Howard.
Oh, that's sweet.
Duck.
That's sweet.
what are we calling this one? Number to $4.99 blue tracks.
That's a nice one right there.
Okay. So they look like tire tracks.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's cool. That's sweet.
Carnage, 1963. Norman Osborn. Drax the Destroyer, 1968.
Cool. I'm trying to remember who was the villain in that. What's his name? Filzy in Howard the Duck, the same guy who was in Ferris Bueller's Day Off nine times.
Odin, Carnage. Let's go side by side with the old school Carnage and the updated.
Oh yeah, fun.
Oh yeah,
love it.
That's the cool. Movie version versus the comic version.
That's cool. Gwen Stacy, Edge of the Spider-Verse, cover variant. Spider-Woman, Rainbow.
Oh, look at this. Ooh. We got all kinds of Spideys coming.
Hello,
Rainbow. Yellow Rainbow, Superior Spider-Man.
I never heard of Superior Spider-Man.
Neither have I. And there is another. This one is a comic variant.
That's pretty cool.
Rainbow.
Yeah.
Look at all the parallels I pulled out already.
That's great. Yeah. Gosh. Wow. Unbelievable.
Spider-Woman. Black Bolt. Amadeus Chow.
Yeah, that's cool.
Dormammu, Ghost Spider, Spider Woman.
There you go.
Cover variant. Spider Woman.
Back to back. Like it.
Rainbow Kraven.
Oh, that Kraven the Hunter.
Look at this guy.
Leader Red Rainbow.
He's got a far head on him.
And a slick head of hair.
Oh, yeah.
Cover variant Rainbow Spider-Man.
It's the Hawk.
Red Skull. One of my favorite villains. Gore. Red Hulk.
Yep. He's angry.
Always.
Oh, yeah.
He's seeing red all the time.
You don't want to make him red. Make him angry.
Juggernaut, Blob, Agent Venom, cover variant, X-Men,
it's just coming up.
Heimdall, Rainbow, Tarantula, Purple Rainbow,
cool,
nice, cool card.
X-Men. I love the retro and then the modern mix.
Yes, I think
good job. Yep.
Yep.
Oh, there's one of my favorite characters, Elektra. Look at that.
Yeah, it's a cool photo or a cool illustration.
Proxima Midnight. Gamora, 1951.
Ooh, yeah. Wow.
That's fun.
Yeah. Just to give you an idea, I have almost as many base cards as I have inserts.
Wow, that's awesome.
Parallels.
Well, that just shows you the value of that product right there. That you're getting all that color, you're getting that kind of that stock. It's really good quality.
I like that Opa Klingon style. Put that up on the screen for our viewers, if you would, please. Crossbones. And I'll show you what he was talking about. Grandmaster, right there. Base.
If you're called the Grandmaster, you're the man. Grandmaster. I love it. Like Grandmaster B from Married with Children. Bud Bundy was fantastic with that.
Rainbow Red Skull.
What's in?
Angel, that's Yellow cool. Rainbow.
It's a color match.
Yeah.
It is.
It's a beautiful color match. Yeah.
We got another one in this pack.
Ooh.
What is this?
Is that a different kind of?
That's a gold or something.
Yeah,
Yellow Spotlight, numbered to 399.
That's a beaut, Clark.
Yep. Super solid.
Oh, yeah.
Daredevil, another one of my favorites. Vision, 1963. Moon Knight, 1980. Cool. I love seeing the evolution of the characters. Yeah.
It's fun.
Angel, Namor, Fin Fang Foom.
Yeah, he had a bad day.
Cover variant, Black Bolt Rainbow, Tombstone Black Rainbow.
Nice card.
Cool. 2001. Ooh, that's cool.
Oh,
Platinum,
that's
Duos, Hulk and She-Hulk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love that. That's great.
A cool one.
Gambit, 1963. Rogue, 1963.
Malekith. Nice.
Beta Ray Bill.
Whoa.
Blastar. Adam Warlock. Cover variant. Secret Avengers. Yellow Rainbow. Magic. No, excuse me. Rainbow. Looked like it had some yellow to it.
It's just the background,
just
maybe.
Just the background, yeah. This is one, though. Beta Ray Bill. That's definitely a yellow rainbow.
Yep.
Something different here. I think this is one of those spotlights. Adam Warlock. Yep. Yellow spotlight. Nova from 1976. Ultron from 1963. And Havoc from 86. Beast.
That's cool.
Professor X, Human Torch, cover variant, Rainbow Gore, Red Rainbow Gore.
Back to back. Oh, this is something different.
Abomination. Abomination, Green Crackle, numbered 1 of 99.
First nice. On the print. Yeah.
Yep.
Bishop, Thanos from 1991.
That's cool.
Tombstone.
So it says we're supposed to get 4 serial numbered parallels numbered to 99 or less.
Is that
our first number?
Not numbered to 99 or less? No. That can't be right.
That's what it says.
Maybe it was a typo on my part. Maybe I left off a number.
Maybe, but I don't know.
Wolverine, Silver Surfer, Abomination, Howard the Duck.
I like Howard.
Madoc Rainbow. Thing, Red Rainbow.
Ooh.
Onslaught artist, Andy Kubert.
All right.
Creator autograph, Red Parallel.
Wow.
Red Rainbow. Boom.
Boom, yeah, indeed. That's awesome.
We're supposed to get an autograph for a serial number parallel to 50 or less, but we got the auto. Like it.
Hawkeye from 85. Mighty Thor, Shadow Cat. All right. So we'll do the creator auto for Onslaught as a standalone. And then...
I mean, you got a lot of shiny goodies.
Jeez, there. I'm thinking three. We'll do three shiny goodness slots.
Nice. That's great.
Yeah.
Nice.
So three, four, five, six winners tonight?
Yep.
Okay. All right. That's going to do it for our box break segment. Very fun. Very fun. Marvel Platinum.
Love yeah, it. Marvel always delivers.
Gorgeous product. Super yeah. fun.
Really, really nice.
Super yep. fun.
And for $200, a great rip.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah,
great rip. Price is right on that one. Mm-hmm.
Okay. First of two parts. Behind the scenes at Leaf Trading Cards with Card Collector 2. We've got about 10 minutes of this video to see the entire thing. You can check out Card Collector 2 on YouTube. But check out this clip, and then we'll look at another behind the scenes clip when Chris pulls winners later in the show. So check this out. We'll come back and update the poll question and take a look at other products that are hot in the shop this week.
With Josh Panko of Leaf, president of
yes,
Leaf.
Yes, sir.
Josh, first off, appreciate you having us.
Thank you for stopping by. This is awesome. So we're the only manufacturers that pretty much do everything by hand outside of the printing. Obviously, we have to outsource that.
Yeah, sure.
Other than the printing, we handle everything. So we sticker the cards, we holderize the cards, we collate, and every single product we do is collated by hand outside of a couple of retail blaster items.
Wow.
So it's a lot of work.
Yeah, no kidding.
We feel like it makes the end result worth it for the consumer. And at the end of the day, we want them to have a fun and pleasurable experience opening, or what's the point of all of this?
Sure.
So we're gonna show you some stuff that's really, really, really cool. So we're gonna give you guys an inside look on how we collate Art of Sport today. Now this product releases next week. It's a high-end multi-sport product, four hits per box. We also have a solo edition that we created for this product where you get one hit, so it's a little bit cheaper alternative for people if they can't buy the full box.
Sure.
So Greg over here, head of product development, he's building some cases. We'll hop on up over there and show you how we do it. You can see the card. That's a John Daly triple mem, and a Derrick Rose six mem.
Okay.
Steve Atwater autograph, so I'm guessing there's probably going to be a pretty big hit there. And there you go, Anthony Edwards, Trey Young, and Tyler Hero triple auto.
There you go. How many boxes in a case?
So there's 10 boxes in a case. This is actually a booklet auto of Giannis. That's a really cool patch.
That's a heck of a box right here.
Yeah, so that's Cristiano Ronaldo and Kobe.
Tag patch.
Tag patch of Ronaldo. You've got a jumbo swatch of Ben Wallace, number 2, and then a LaDainian Tomlinson auto. And the booklet auto is Giannis.
Cool.
Griffey, triple patch, triple jersey. And remember, all of this is game use, so none of this is player worn. Every single card in here is game use.
We like that.
Don Shula, six way, Robert Parrish auto. I'm guessing there's another good auto there. There you go, Carlos Alcaraz.
That's a good auto.
Yeah, last box. I love that card. Pedro Martinez, dual jersey auto. Randy Johnson, dual jersey auto. Shaq auto. And Damian Lillard auto. And that box has four autos. So every box has at least two autos.
Okay.
But some of them are going to have three, and then there's going to be occasionally ones with four. This is Greg building a case.
Okay.
So first he lays out, you know, the best 10 cards. So okay. This will be the box hit, essentially.
Well, this is layer one, as I call it. So every case gets four multi-sign.
Okay.
So I'll lay those out first, then you get upwards of 2 to 3 super A's. This one has Holland and Giannis.
Okay.
And then you get the other A's, there's Tyson. So, I mean, your worst box in this case is going to get a John Elway autograph.
Okay.
That's your very worst scenario, which is pretty good.
And that's a really cool. So these are two sports. So that's a picture of John Elway playing baseball. So we've got like Frank Thomas in there. Who else is Bo Jackson in there?
Bo Jackson, Barry Sanders, Larry Bird.
So a lot of them we went and found high school photos of them or college photos of them playing another sport.
Right. Gotcha.
Which is a pretty cool idea.
And the next layer is the second auto in the box. So I'll go through. Okay, so Gary Payton, you know, Hall of Famer, but you know, not the strongest name. Maybe I'll lay him on there. Balogun's is still a good name. Go with Ewing.
Okay.
Gail Goodrich, great player, but not the most valuable. He's going to go with, once you get that Holland, you're fine.
Right.
Yeah. Yep, makes sense.
Richard Petty, legend, so I can put him there. Sean Kemp, I'll put him there because that's a very good autograph right there.
Yeah, that's Alejandro Garnacho,
so
which he sells for a ton.
Multi-sign, like that's not a weak, obviously, two Hall of Fame guys, but
sure.
So I'll put that one there. Del Piero, who actually sells pretty good
now. He does sell good.
There, Jim Palmer, Hall of Fame legend, but doesn't sell.
Sure.
Giannis, you can't go wrong. Doesn't matter what you put in that.
Yeah.
And then Mike Tyson book card, which had that opened. And this, he sells pretty well.
He does. It's Rude Hoolett.
Right. So then you go to the next mix.
Chelsea legend.
Memorabilia.
Okay.
So now generally I know these are going to be your stronger hits. So if I get a multi like that, which is cool, I'll go to the bottom row. These are some of the lesser hits, but still cool. You can see they're in extra autos for some. Jason Kidd, that's a Cal jersey.
That's really cool.
I can't use Cal. And Mike Schmidt, so put that there. And the last there, and the box is already strong, and then you're getting, every case gets, and there's not, you know, Bartolo Colon auto, dual mem. That's 101. Schilling and Randy Johnson.
That's cool.
That's a cool patch.
Wait, can I see that?
Oh, absolutely.
Look at that patch.
Yeah, Neymar and Vinny Jr. And patches Vinny Jr. Incredible. Is hot right now.
That's one of my favorite, the work of art, one of the inserts.
Yeah, that is cool.
That was so cool. Isn't that awesome? Oh, yeah. Isn't that awesome?
How they put that
together.
Watching
how that's all done, and the fact that on some of those higher-end products that they're all done by hand. I mean, that's just, it's awesome. All right. We'll take a more behind-the-scenes look at Leaf later in the program, but for now, we'll update that poll question. Chris.
All right. So we asked you guys earlier, we know it's still very early in the year, but we already have a strong roster of candidates for card of the year, or at least card of Q1, which gets your vote. And we have 134 votes right now, Rob, and Connor Bedard still leading the way at 42.5%. Wembanyama at second place, still 29.9%. And you got Bronny and LeBron, 14.9%. And then The Rock all those from Leaf, 12.7%. So not much change here.
Interesting. Okay. People are really into the Bedards.
Yeah.
And again, great question, Paul. Thanks for letting us steal that, if you would. All right. So in addition to the two Upper Deck products we looked at in Upper Deck Golf and Marvel Platinum, we have a handful of other trading card releases and memorabilia, as well as some new supplies to tell you about. But we'll kick it off with a look at what's hot in the shop with 2023 Panini Illusions NFL football cards, which is going to give collectors three autographs and two memorabilia cards, plus a five numbered trophy collection parallels, as well as, James loves this, 10 acetate or micro etched insert parallels in every box. Latest edition is sure to captivate collectors with a funky fun mix of base and insert cards, as well as a full arsenal of collection making autograph and autograph memorabilia cards. It's a 16 box case, 10 packs, five cards per pack. So a couple things to look out for in addition to those awesome acetate cards. Illusions delivers a spectacular insert lineup that features some really super tough hollow heroes and fun to chase kings of cards, illusionists, and much more. It does have a doable base set. The checklist is up on gogts.net. Check it out.
2023-24 Donruss Elite NBA Basketball Cards delivers two autograph cards, 10 inserts parallels, plus six base or base rookie parallels, and two base rookies in every box. Donruss Elite NBA Basketball makes its return to the hardwood with a loaded lineup of insert and parallel content, along with a strong selection of autographs. There is no shortfall of autograph content in 2023-24 Donruss Elite. Look for a strong lineup of on-card autographs in pen pals, genre graphs, elite signatures, and passing the torch signatures. Look for the one-of-one black parallels. Look for some of the top rookies from the 2023 NBA draft. Autographs in pen pals, new breed autographs, impact impressions, and rookie yearbook autographs. Search for the historic Passing the Torch signature set. Has some of the all-time greats and up-and-coming superstars. Chase the popular Status and Aspirations die-cut parallels in Donruss Elite. Also, the new hobby-exclusive base and base rookie parallels, neon green, black, and the short print Mixerama. That's pretty sweet. Chase the super short printed lenticular cards in the following sets: Dimensions, Next Up, and Titleist. The checklist is on gogts.net. Check it out. This week, Donruss Elite NBA Basketball.
And speaking of Leaf trading cards, brand new from them is 2023 Leaf Trinity football cards, which gives collectors five autographs in every box. The incredible autograph trifecta in the form of signatures, clear signatures, and patch autos returns featuring Gridiron's top rookies and young stars from the 2023 season. Collectors can also chase Trinity Duo signatures and the all-new one-of-one signature logos and Divinity signatures, which looks absolutely amazing. Very limited production run on this product. It's got an incredible roster featuring players like CJ Stroud, Bryce Young, Breece Hall, Kenny Pickett, Bijan Robinson, Malik Willis, Jamar Gibbs, and many more. Again, the checklist is up on GoGTS.net.
2024 TriStar Hidden Treasures Autograph Baseballs Platinum Edition delivers one limited edition autograph baseball numbered to 36 or less in every box. Look for Hall of Famer, specialty baseballs, and inscribed editions. Hunt for the grand treasure, a Willie Mays, Mickey Mantle, and Duke Snyder signed baseball. That's pretty awesome. All baseballs feature a limited edition numbered hologram and are numbered to 36 or less. All autographs have been authenticated by PSA, DNA, TriStar, JSA, and BAS. Chase the Diamond Treasures dual signed baseball of Hank Aaron and Sadahu Ah. Is that how you say that name?
Yes.
Yes. I did that well then. Look for baseballs autographed by Hall of Fame greats David Ortiz, Mariano Rivera, Derek Jeter, and Larry Doby. Also look for autographs from specialty baseballs, Tom Glavine, Jeff Bagwell, Ryan Sandberg, Fred McGriff, and more. Inscribed from retired numbered inscribed baseballs, players like Mike Schmidt, Ricky Henderson, Eddie Murray, Carlton Fisk, and more. And also MLB stars, Mike Trout, Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, Albert Pujols, Julio Rodriguez, Gerrit Cole, Corey Seager, and more. Only 100 cases have been produced. A loaded product from TriStar. Check it out. Baseball's Platinum Edition.
Sadaharu is Japan's Babe Ruth.
Ah.
All right. 2024 historic autographs, yesteryear trading cards. Interesting mashup here from historic autographs, combining historical figures and sports. So each pack is going to give you either four yesteryear cards and a buyback card from 2019 through 2021 NBA products, or one cut signature, one yesteryear card, and one buyback card from those same NBA product years, 2019 through 2021. There's a cut signature to be found in every nine packs. Some notable names include Jackie Robinson, Mickey Mantle, Wilt Chamberlain, and more. There's some big-time rookie cards to chase from those 2019 to 21 NBA basketball buyback cards. And they've got a complete set buyback program for each 72 card set completed of the same color. You can earn credit from $40 to $300 in credit that runs through the end of the year. And then one just quick note regarding supplies, Black Border magnetic card holders available in 35 point now for 1, 2, 3, and 4 card frames. These will start showing up at your favorite LCS or online retailer, if not this week, very soon. And that's a look at what's hot in the shop.
Nice.
All right. Good show. More from behind the scenes at Leaf while we put Chris to work pulling tonight's six winners. We'll be back to announce those winners and to wrap it up. And the Bedard final, $24,200 Canadian, or just shy of 18 grand. Thank you, Ghost L Cards. Go St. Louis Cards. That's what it is.
I always read it as Ghost L Cards as well. But I'm like, oh yeah, go St. Louis. Yeah. You're not the only one, Ron. Here's the video.
So can I see this box?
Yeah, for sure.
So this is what one box would look like. He just put this together.
And these boxes are around $400 on the open market.
$400 a box. That's about $100.
$350 to $400.
So you've got a Pele Art of Sport out of, was that 35? Is that right?
Yes, 35. All right. I believe that's the highest number.
And then Jim Cat, the Exhibit, six piece. Again, a game worn. You'd have a Gooden Auto out of 15. And then there's your big hit right there. So a quad, 2 of 3, Emmitt Smith, Barry Sanders, Eric Dickerson, Jerome Bettis.
And that's kind of why you get, like, sorry to cut you off, that's why you get, like, a good Nauto and the Jim Brown jersey.
Yeah, sure, sure. They can't all be quad autos.
So if we put, you know, the Holland Foden or that Vinny Jr. Neymar on there, then we're probably over-delivering for that box.
Sure.
So
we'll over-deliver.
Yeah, and some of them are over-delivered. Some of them are just, you know, they're
But even
like
the
that.
Lesser boxes, if they don't have the best auto, like the quad,
right.
They're going to have one of the best mem pieces
for sure. So, and they're still probably going to get a Barry Sanders auto.
Sure. Like, so trying to distribute the value, where even if you're not getting the best auto in the case, you still have the chance to get one of the other good cards, and the value is not just crushing.
Oh yeah, that's a Larry Bird with him playing baseball.
Larry Bird 2 sport again.
I'll keep a little stack here on the side in case I feel the case is weak.
Right.
I want to make it stronger.
Okay.
Yeah. So he'll keep a stack in case he needs something.
Right.
So you can name the movie. Now you're young. Let's see if you can name the movie that's from.
It's an awesome card.
There's
I don't
only
know if
eight
I can
of those in the product.
Only 8 duels?
Wow. Of that particular
duel, yeah.
Sylvester Stallone, Pele, Dual Auto 101. Can anybody else name the movie? I can't.
So there was a movie in 1981 called Victory.
Okay.
Pele was in it. Sylvester Stallone played the goalie. Soccer goalie, if you can believe that.
101, wow.
In that movie, yeah.
Oh, so I can show you this. This is actually Trinity football.
Okay.
So this is 2023 Trinity football. We started getting some of the cards.
How far away are we from that?
This is still a little ways because the mem takes a while to make.
Okay.
So the memorabilia, we're hoping this product is a March release.
Okay.
Now what, these are the base autos. So like this is the Bo Nix 1 of 1. So this whole box is Bo Nix. And you can see like all the names are written on the outside.
Okay.
So you can kind of see all the names that will be in the
Brock
product.
Bowers?
Yeah, so that's Brock Bowers.
Solid guy to
some of
right
these
there.
Man, like Brian Breese never returned stickers. So we printed these cards. Those cards won't go into the product, obviously. Those, what we do is we typically leave them on ice in case he returns the stickers.
Okay.
And then we put them in Eclectic, which Eclectic is like a mix mash of all of our products.
Makes a ton of sense.
So anything that comes in late, like that's what happened
late
this year.
Late redemption, guys.
Yeah.
And all the stickers are put on, they're all hand
They're
put
all
on?
Hand put on, yep. Okay. So we do all that in-house. Most of the other companies, the printer puts the stickers on.
Okay.
We do all of that in-house. A lot of that is because we like to be able to control. I mean, the stickers are our livelihood. Like,
yeah, sure,
without
sure,
those,
sure.
Yeah. So we like to make sure that we keep those in-house.
Gotcha.
And we have inventory of them all the time. You know, they're in a locked room, all that. The other thing is a lot of the really expensive ones, myself or Adam or, you know, will sticker those personally.
Gotcha.
To make, like, if we have a 6-way autograph that's worth, you know, a couple $1,000, like, we want to make sure those stickers are put on correctly and,
gotcha.
You know, all that.
That's
so
good. To see how it's actually made and put together and the thought process behind, like, building a case where you have obviously really good auto, really good box, but even this, you know, the worst auto has a really cool patch, and just to see the process and, like, an entire box and case is completed here, it's pretty cool to see. So it's not something I really anticipated going like this. I don't know what I really had in my mind, but the fact that it's all done here in-house and, you know, they put it all together is pretty cool to see. So what's next? What's next for Leaf?
We're very excited about what's coming in 24. I mean, we've, you know, obviously loading up on football and baseball products. They're not called draft anymore, so they're going to have, you know, NIL. They're going to have some draft. They're going to have pro. They're going to have college. They're going to have retired. They're going to have legends, kind of a mixture.
Yeah.
Little bit more pop culture than we've seen in the past, for sure. And then certainly doubling down on the multi-sport, because that's really where, you know, the collectors can get cards they can't get anywhere else.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
When you can get a card of Rafael Nadal and Sergio Perez. You
know? And be game used.
Right. And all the game used. So we're very excited about that. We'll have a Pearl product coming out this year, which always does well.
Yep.
The other thing that I haven't mentioned yet that we're really focusing on is inscriptions.
Okay.
So we're going after a lot of these people and asking them to sign inscriptions. We got Reggie Jackson to sign some amazing inscriptions, Magic Johnson, Jerry West, and then a lot of the celebrities, we're getting them to inscribe a character name or a movie they were in. So we're really trying to make it where it's unique cards that, you know, look, everybody wants cool cards.
Sure.
You know, as much as you want Jerry West autographs, you probably have one of those if you want one.
Yeah, sure.
But when you can get one that says Mr. Clutch, that's really
cool. That's pretty cool.
You know, when you can get a Magic Johnson that he writes Showtime on,
really cool.
When we can make a triple autograph with James Worthy and Michael Cooper and Magic and they all say Showtime on them, that's really cool.
Yeah,
so
really cool.
We're really trying to do more of that just to, you know, keep it fun and keep it interesting, new stuff that has never been done before.
Reggie Jackson has to do an inscription, straw that stirs the drink. I mean,
We all want cool cards, Rob.
Yes, we all want cool cards.
We all want cool cards.
And I didn't I mean that, talk about a sell sheet worthy card that was left off, that Pele Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah,
deal. That's pretty cool.
Really cool.
Yep. It was tough to cut that down from 25 minutes. It's a really, really interesting video. So, like, definitely go watch the full thing, because I was just, I mean,
it's enthralling. So yeah.
Stuff out there. But yeah, I tried to.
Absolutely. Get it, you know. Absolutely.
The way they do their sorting process is much different from anybody else. It's
absolutely
very unique.
Absolutely. Yep. And very good job. And nice of Card Collector, too, to share that experience. Yep. And go check out his YouTube channel where that full 25-minute video is housed. Okay. Winner, 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 chicken dinner.
That's what they say, Rob. And it's that time of night, guys. So thank you again for tuning in. We always enjoy you guys being with us on a Thursday night. And this is the time of the night that you all really look forward to, other than the pronunciations. This is the time they look forward to. But again, if you do win, to claim your prize, email the show, gogtslive@gogts.net. Include your full name, your X handle, your mailing address, and of course, what you may win this evening. So we had two boxes that we opened. We will start with 2024 Upper Deck Goff trading cards. And we had two winners from this box. So winner number one is going to be at rferg26. And then winner number two at Jason W. Rocco. Congratulations there, guys. So we're going to go over to the Marvel box, which is really, really cool. A lot of great shiny goodness coming out of this. We also got an auto. So we'll start with the three shiny goodness winners. Winner number one from the shiny goodness lot is at L. Jones 5. Shiny goodness winner number two at Igor Bark. Bark with a C. Shiny goodness letter or number three at Scott's Cards 77. Congratulations, guys. And I guess the big winner from this box is the autograph, although the shiny goodness lots are always pretty good. They're pretty good. The Onslaught auto, the winner is at Dan _ K _ Mitch. Mitch is M-I-C-H. So, again, guys, thank you once again. To claim your prize, email the show, gogtslive@gogts.net. Please include your full name, your X handle, your mailing address, and, of course, what you won this evening.
All right. Again, quick programming note. Next week's show is tentative. If I do have to go to Chicago, I'm either going to have to leave late tomorrow or early Saturday, which means that if I do, this stuff won't get shipped until I get back. Also, depending on my printer, AZCom, winner from last week, I will do my best to get this out. So we'll keep you guys posted. Just pay attention to Twitter to keep abreast of what's going on. But thank you all for tuning in. Again, if you're not watching, we have no reason to do this. So thank you to our wonderful audience. Thanks to James for keeping everything running smoothly. Chris for always doing a great job. And to Upper Deck for providing us a couple of great boxes to check out this evening. So for all of us here at Go GTS Live, the Hobbies web show, Lord willing, we'll do it all over again next week. But in the meantime, you know what to be doing. Always be collecting. Have a great weekend and a good night, everyone.